The Fall of Jezebel, 2 Kings 9, verses 10. Joram, the son of Ahab and Jezebel, now wore the crown, and as he was no better than his parents, God told Elisha that it was time to put a new king on the throne of Israel. Elisha sent one of his followers to the army camp to anoint an officer called Jehu. Immediately, Jehu had been anointed. He gathered the soldiers and set off for the city in his chariot. When Joram saw the army approaching, he sent messengers to ask if it came in peace. And when they failed to return, he and his ally, King Ahaziah of Judah, rode to meet the army to ask the same question. "There can be no peace while you and your mother rule," shouted Jehu, and he fired an arrow right through Joram's heart, and then he killed King Ahaziah too. When Jezebel learnt of her son's death, she did her hair carefully and then waited at a palace window. Soon, Jehu's chariots drew up before the palace. "You are nothing but a murderer," she spat. But Jehu ignored her, shouting up instead, "Who is on my side?" A few faces appeared cautiously in some of the windows. "Throw her down," ordered Jehu, and they took Jezebel and threw her from the window, and she was killed instantly. And now Jehu ordered Ahab's family and all of the priests of Baal killed too.